Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Frankly, up till this point, it's not fair. It's not fair. You guys did all the work and we had to do all the fun a couple of days ago. Breaking and entering a couple of days ago, we recorded this where we helped out Grandma with all of your generous donations. Grandma came in here, as you guys know, really, really tough year for her. Her daughter has cancer. This is probably her daughter's last year with her kids. They had nothing. We asked you guys to help out and you stepped up in a huge way. A couple of days ago, we went out there while Mom snuck the family out of the house and Tommy was down there with a whole bunch of helpers and they came in and dropped off over 400 presents for this family. We got to witness it and we got to experience, and you do tomorrow also, because we will play that for you tomorrow morning this time. So don't miss that. As we've been saying on the show here, I think for the last couple of weeks, it's a heavy time of year sometimes right now. And if you need just a little springboard into the magical part of Christmas, you're going to get it tomorrow morning. All right, right around this time.
Yes, sir.
All right, this holiday letter thing here. Are people still even doing this where you kind of give a review of what happened in your life and they send it out to family members?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't received like a full-blown newsletter like on the paper. My mom did this when we were kids. But now with the like professional holiday cards, you can write like a novel on the back of some of these if you want to give everybody updates of what's going on in your life.
Did you, when you received these, read the whole letter?
Yeah.
Everything.
I still see him when I come home to my parents' house. Because like as a single woman in her 20s, like I'm not getting family Christmas cards. But I'll come home to my parents' house in the suburbs and they will just have a stack of them. And it'll be photos of somebody getting engaged, somebody getting married, someone having a baby. And it just feels like suburbia bragging rights, like getting to send off that card and be like, look at everything we did for the last year.
My dad does one every year, but he always roasts us.
Okay, good.
I love that.
Oh, that's fire.
That's a part of these letters I don't like, is there's not one bit of them are authentic, because nobody goes through the entire year and everything's great.
Ours is about to be.
That's authentic as it gets.
He'll do updates on the whole family, but he'll roast them, roast us as we do updates. And it's my favorite part of the year. I look forward to it every year.
So we did a holiday newsletter for the Bert Show last year. It was kind of funny reading it from last year and then moving forward 365 days to writing one this year. Some of us have come a long way. Some of us have taken a few steps back.
Yeah. That's how every year is, though, right?
Uh-huh. Do we have a little bit of holiday music? Yeah, I feel like a little bit of holiday music, Katie. This is like a last minute request just to add a little bit of a jingle jangle to our Bert Show holiday newsletter. So I sat down. It oddly came together very easily,
yeah,
which I don't know is a good thing or a bad thing.
I tend to just remember the things that happened the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you did had to do it from January. Because some of the stuff you're going to mention, I bet we all look at each other and go, that was this year?
It feels like it was years ago.
Uh-huh. All right, your Bert Show holiday newsletter for 2024. Season's greetings. My, what a year it has been. Hasn't 2024 just flown by? Here's the happenings in our neck of the woods. Bert's doing great. No, seriously, he's doing so great he has survivor's guilt because everyone else's worlds are burning around him. But yay for him!
Yay!
Kristen got rid of those pesky UTIs, but now her anxiety attacks are back in full effect. Pass the Zanny. Mo is in such a dark place that he overcame being an introvert to ask for help. Yeah, I know. Pretty freaking bleak, but he still looks good in a pair of sweatpants.
Yeah.
There's always that, man.
Yes, sir.
Wear gray, baby.
When you're feeling gray, wear gray.
When you're feeling bad,
wear gray.
Abby ventured all the way to London to realize men are scum, which is something she already knew. But hey, at least she racked up some sky miles.
Hey.
And how do we handle our update of Cassie?
Oh, man.
Well, just pray for the woman. Lots and lots and lots of prayers and RV park recommendations, please. Amber killed a fish. Jackson killed a Tamagotchi. Kaylee wants to kill a bunny. And Messy Mikey is about to kill his relationship by moving in with his girlfriend. Oh, and Tommy wants to kill all of us because we get on his damn nerves so much. I know what you're thinking. That's a lot of murder. But don't worry. Rebecca didn't murder anything. Except for when she slayed at the Wicked premiere dressed as Elphaba.
Damn.
Hope you're doing as wonderful as we are. All our love, The Burt Show. P.S. Katie finally got laid!
Yay!
The Burt Show.